Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and welcome back on this Thursday's Legal Junction. My name is Lukom Kwedi Puti and I am so excited once again to be with you. Of course, we are having Legal Junction because it is Dinsdag, Thursday it is, yep. And joining me once again is the only lawyer of the room. Radio, Mr. Siyakamela.
Yeah,
good afternoon and welcome in.
Afternoon, Luko, and the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
It's yet another Thursday.
Yeah, for sure.
Last week was an interesting one.
Yes.
Going a bit deeper into Dr. Magudumane's case.
Yeah.
How's that one looking, by the way, before we talk about what we're talking about today?
Judgment has been reserved on that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to hear what the judges have to say.
And yes. Follow it through, please.
Yeah, for sure.
We're not going to drop it.
For sure.
It.
We'll come back to the listeners and inform them to say what was the ruling.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
Today, because last week, Thursday, when we knocked off, you played my song.
Yes.
So I think let's talk about music rights.
This is an important one.
Yes.
Especially when you look at how artists tend to cry foul play. You know,
correct.
Oftentimes we go into the industry with excitement and things are looking out. But before you know it, the artist is doing press briefs and releases going
exactly.
on about how they've been robbed. So this
yes.
is really an important one, I must say.
For sure, because you see, what I realized from experience, not only from law, when we do music, sometimes we come into music with very bad intentions.
Okay.
Yeah, you find that our intentions are very bad. One, we want to be famous. Yeah, we
not really a bad thing if you think about it.
It's a bad thing.
Okay, how so?
It's a bad thing because you see, Luko, you need to understand the business side of issues. Because when we talk about music rights here, we also going to differentiate between. We had Worship Encounter last week Sunday.
Yes.
We also going to differentiate between worship team leaders and people that are into music business.
Yes, those that sing for weddings and all these
yes,
other events.
Yes,
okay.
Because I normally hear people complaining to say, yeah, these people are selling, are singing gospel, but they want to charge us when they come to our churches or
yes.
to our events and so forth and so forth.
So
I realized that there's still people that still have, should I say, little knowledge when it comes to differentiating between
the
worship
okay.
team and the business side of music.
All right.
Because you will agree with me, Luko, to say we have various types of artists.
Mm-hmm.
We have those that have subscribed to record labels.
True.
And we have those which we refer to as independent
artists.
Mm. Those who record from their own pockets.
Mm.
You see.
Okay.
Then we have our own musicians that are normal church singers on Sunday when we are attending services.
Mm.
So those people we should be able to differentiate. The one that is under a record label is the one that is managed by a certain label.
Let's stop on our tracks, by the way. We're going to get to that.
Yes.
Let's welcome your prodigy, your partner in studio, actually. Because I'm like, yeah, he is in studio. I just saw on live now. You've brought somebody with you today. So let's just say hi and welcome to him.
Yeah, no, for sure. we welcome OJ.
Yes.
He's a newly legal assistant at our firm.
Okay.
He's a young man, very dedicated, just graduated his LLB.
Wow.
So
congratulations, OJ.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So back to you. Sorry
yes.
about that.
Yeah, no, welcome, OJ. Yes. So, Luko, those that are under record labels, will pay everything for them.
Mm.
They'll be like, okay, we'll take care of your studio fees and everything.
And they make it so enticing, Mr. Sakamela.
Yeah.
Sometimes you ask yourself, Guti, why was this even paid? Because it does not look like it's part of the deal. Like, they pay for even their random meals, their outings and stuff, and you're thinking, what does this have to do with this transaction? And
exactly.
Then the artist thinks, oh, no, everything is paid for me.
True.
While signing there right away.
Yeah. The other issue is it's artists not engaging lawyers.
Mm.
When that's why I'm saying one of the danger is to run after fame.
Mm.
Yeah. You remember I once told you that when I started doing music, I would sit the whole day at home watching one gospel, waiting for my music video to come.
Not knowing what rights are there for you.
Yes, not knowing the financial obligations that are there and the business side of music. All I wanted to see was to see myself on TV.
Mm.
You see.
I wanted to be famous.
Yeah, I wanted to be famous. I wanted to, when I meet people, they must take autographs and pictures, you see.
Mm.
Yes, not understanding that it's very expensive to do music.
Mm. So what lesson was there on your way? Maybe that's what we need to get.
The lesson I learned is understanding the business side.
Mm.
Yeah, you see, the business side is this, Luko. As an independent artist, I'm not under any record label.
All right.
Then you find that I take money from home that I get maybe from
your practice.
From the practice.
Mm.
Then I say I'm going to record a single.
Mm.
Then the question is, what do you do after you have recorded that single?
Uh-huh.
How does that single makes you money?
How do you recoup that money?
Yes. How do you make money as an artist?
Mm.
You see, this is exactly what we are talking about today.
Mm.
And we're also going to look into institutions which an artist must register under.
Yes.
In order to do what? To earn royalties that are due and payable.
Don't just submit your CD or your album at Radio Pulpit and then you sit back and you're like, oh, no, I'll just get bookings from it.
No.
There's a way that you get to generate.
There's a way to earn.
Mm.
The reason why we have organizations like SAMRO, those organizations are there to make sure that they collect
your juice from
the juice from radio stations.
Yeah,
you see.
Yeah.
Then they are able to pay them in a form of royalties.
Exactly.
You see, so it's very important for an artist, one, to register.
Okay.
Especially if you are into the business of music.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike when you are just a worship leader.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Then there you are not into the business side.
Yep.
You see, but on the business side, it's where now you approach me, you say, hey, I have a wedding, I want you to come sing. Mm. Then we now negotiate fees.
We talk numbers
to say, okay, for me to come with my band or when I come perform with a backtrack, this is how much I will charge.
Mm.
If I come with a band, this is how much I will charge.
Mm.
And which is not wrong.
Okay.
Like I say, I normally hear people criticizing artists who charges money.
Yeah.
There's people that are doing music for a living.
Of course. It's a profession.
Some they even went in as far as studying.
Yep.
Towards that. Yep. So you say such a person should not
earn
anything. No.
Yeah.
You see, so that's what we need to differentiate between the artists that are independent and those that are under record labels.
Mm.
The trap is here again with those that are under record labels, Luko.
Mm.
They will pay everything for you.
Yep.
An independent artist will take money from his pocket, go and record.
Okay.
But now, when you are under a record label, they will do everything for you. Pay studio sessions for you,
mm-hmm.
pay everything. But you must know that those activities, those payments are not for free.
There must be returns on the investments.
There must be returns, of course. Mm. Then how do they get the returns?
All right.
By taking the money from your royalties. That is why you'll hear artists say, I'm being paid a session fee, mm-hmm. but yet the song is mine.
Okay.
You see, there's music organizations that have artists who have written their own songs,
mm.
but because of they have absorbed them, they now become the owners of that copyright.
And sadly, Mr. Sekamela, sometimes they don't just take from royalties, but they also take from booking fees.
They also take from booking fees.
So you make the money while you are still there, and even when you are no longer there, as long as the song belongs to them.
Exactly. You see, they also take booking fees because when you are booked, under them.
Mm.
They are the one that determines financial movement between... Actually, they are the mediators between yourself and those people that are booking you.
Yeah.
You see. So that is the danger. And also, it's very important that artists should read their contracts.
Yeah, that's the most important one. Because also you'd ask yourself, Guti, at what point and how do we get to a point where you collect my royalties? Because my royalties speak to the value of my music even when I'm no longer in your stable.
Exactly.
Mm.
You see. So those are the most important thing. The contention should be around reading of a contract.
Mm.
Understanding the contents. But now it's difficult, like I say, most artists, when we start... The main issue is it's fame. Then you forget about the other nitty-gritties of contracts and how to move going forward. That is why now you find artists says, no, that record label has robbed me money. They did not pay me what was due to me. But you forget what they have done for you.
Yeah.
Because they can go in as far as paying a house cash for you.
No, of course.
They see... value. The returns are going to be more. They are into business.
Mm.
You see.
Yeah.
So you come to them to help or to promote the growth of their own business.
Mm. And I think, you know, artists become so short-sighted because for them it's about the song now and how much of a hit it will be now.
Yes.
And then that's it. But we've even heard of stories where children will complain that, you know, my dad is no more, but a certain record label still collecting, you know, royalty monies. So they're like, isn't that supposed to come to us? But what contract did your mom or dad sign back then?
Yes. Contracts.
Sure.
You see, terms of engagements are very important in any form of business.
Mm.
We must understand as to where are we moving and how are we moving and what are our terms of engagements.
Okay.
So that is where the danger is. Most of the people, when they enter into contracts, they enter with excitement and sometimes they don't even seek a legal counsel to say, let me get somebody who is legally qualified that can be able to read the contract for me so that I'm clued up with everything. I know what I'm entering myself into so that tomorrow I don't blame people who will later sue me for defamation because I'll be going around the newspapers and the radio stations
bad-mouthing
them, you see. So we need to be very clear when it comes to the terms of engagement as an artist.
So what must this contract look like? Maybe let's get to that. Because you're saying the issue seems to be the fact that they don't read contracts. But let's say for argument's sake, I'm reading this contract. What should it look like in order for it to actually accommodate me as well as an artist?
Remember, a contract cannot have like specific content to favor the artist. But a contract... It becomes a contract if it complies with the requirements of the law for it to be a contract. You see. So that is why I'm saying there's a need there that this artist should consult lawyers or people that are legally qualified so that they are able to guide them in terms of the type of contract. But now, again, it has to... The terms of engagement or how they are going to share proceeds should also be stipulated clearly in that particular agreement.
There should be no vagueness.
Yes, you see. So you find instances where an artist has signed, but there is no financial agreements as to how are they going to pay one another and so forth and so forth. All the artist is happy is that I'm joining this big record label. But then what are the terms of engagement? How do you engage with these people? How do you agree with them to say, you know, this is what is due to me, this is what is due to you?
Do these stables then forfeit that information? Do they leave it out intentionally? Or sometimes it's included there, but I just don't see it.
They are in business. They are in business. You are the one that must request that. You remember the other time when we spoke about I think that day we were touching labor law. We spoke about the sui generis type of a contract in labor law. But again, we also mentioned that the law that is not fussy about the issue of a contract being reduced to writing, is for the best interest of both the employer and the employee, so that they are aware of their terms of engagement.
Okay.
So this is the same notion with contracts between record labels and artists. You see, it has to be reduced to writing clearly, and it must cover all issues that we agree upon. To say, okay, well, if my music gets played on radio stations, what is due to me? You see.
And is it even due to me based on the contract I have signed?
Exactly. And you also need to know how much Samro collects.
Okay.
Yes, because the sad part, there's artists that do not know that when your song has been played on radio, how much does Samro collect to come and pay you in a form of royalties.
Okay.
You see. So, because we here on the Legal Junction, we love our listeners. We'll inform them to say a song, Samro collects anything from 60 rands to 200 rands.
Okay.
Every time when it's played on air, like you played Mhlolo Hlolo last week. So we're talking about 60 rands, 200 rands.
Okay. So I paid you a little.
Yeah, you paid me something. You paid me something. Yes. So that's what Samro collects from each and every radio station that plays that particular artist or that particular song.
Okay.
So that's basically what they collect. Then the other issue that artists need to understand is the intellectual property laws. Because most of the artists, they don't even understand or know or have knowledge of what is intellectual property.
True.
What are we talking about when we're talking about intellectual property? And also we check the Copyright Act. So those are the laws that which artists should be aware of. And these are issues that you can even get into from Google or from Safly.
Of course.
Yes, but now the challenge with artists is that when they start, the issue is fame, it's not money.
So they leave all the other important aspects out.
They leave all other aspects out. Then they focus only on fame.
And then the brains tick later on. You're like, you.
Yeah, then your song is played. You have been paid by the record label. The next thing, when you realize millions and millions
are made
in your name, but you have nothing.
Zero.
Yes, so that is the danger of not understanding the terms of engagement and the relevant laws in that business. Because it's important that in whatever that you do, you research. You research, you have much knowledge, you become upper with knowledge to say, you know, when it comes to this, I'm knowledgeable, and this is what I do on day-to-day basis. You see, yes, like us, we cannot come here on the Legal Junction without reading.
You know,
you see, the information starts with us.
Of course,
first we learn first, then we come and give it out to the listeners.
I'm waiting. I'm interested to hear what these copyright acts say, and I am waiting.
Yes. So we're going to start with intellectual property. Intellectual property, there we're talking about something that belongs to you. Let's put it in simple terms, to an artist, a song that I wrote. That song becomes my intellectual property.
The gift of my mind.
The gift of my mind, my art. You see, it becomes my intellectual property.
Okay.
It's something that I own. That is why the law had to impose the issue of royalties to say, not only looking in to artists in terms of music, artists in general, whether you are in woodwork, whether you are in any form of artistry, you have to register with relevant institutions like SAMRO, RISA, so that you are able to do what? To earn out of your talent.
Yeah.
You see, poets. So it's a bigger space, Luko. But in principle, when we talk about intellectual property, we are talking about that sense of ownership to say, this is your craft, this is what you own, then you must earn out of it.
And no matter even if somebody else sings it later on differently, but there should definitely be still a feel of you. In other words, financially, you still need to gain out of it.
Yes.
Even if they polish it up somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, you see, it's yours. I normally tell people that we can sing one hymn being 20, but each and every one will have his own craft.
Okay.
You get me? There is no way that there can be any other Luko in terms of art or in terms of, say, radio.
Yes.
You see, the way we do the legal junction, there is no any other person that can come and do it better than we do. you see, even if it can be called the legal junction, but
the feel will be
different. The feel will be different. With it, it will have a different style.
But then remains that aspect of whose property is it?
Intellectual property.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You see, it's what you own. It's what you must get. You must get paid. You see.
So I'm guessing registering it then safeguards you as the owner of the intellectual property.
Exactly. To register, it safeguards you. Remember, if you are not registered, you are simply not an artist. You are simply not recognized as an artist. You see. And also, there are various consequences of not registering, Luko, with these institutions. You see,
what are they?
Loss of income.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one becomes the primary consequence, because one, if you are not registered, how is SAMRO going to collect royalties on your behalf?
True.
So automatically, you lose
money.
You lose your royalties. You see. Then also, when you are not registered, you miss certain engagement. There are certain institutions that they cannot book you. You'll find that requirement is for you
to
give them your SAMRO license number, or you give them your RISA license number. Then you find that you do not have those particular licenses.
So maybe also clarify for us the difference between SAMRO and RISA.
RISA, SAMRO deals with collection of royalties on behalf of artists.
Okay.
Same with RISA, but RISA is more focused on visual.
All right.
Videos.
Okay.
Than SAMRO, the main focus with SAMRO
is audio.
It's audio, radio stations and so forth and so forth.
That makes sense. Okay.
You see. Yeah, so but it's very important to register. Then the other issue, it's inability to claim.
You can't claim something you haven't registered.
Yes, you can't claim something that you haven't registered. But again, we have those that are registered that they do not know as to how they must claim their royalties.
Okay.
You see. So that's why you end up finding like people, agents, music agents that will say, no, we are assisting you as an artist to claim music on your, to claim royalties on your behalf. Mm. Then it comes with what? With a fee.
Of course.
Because like the Bible says, where there is lack of knowledge,
people perish.
Mm. You see. So when you lack knowledge about something, there is always consequences which might lead you either to pay
or lose out. Mm.
You see.
That's true.
Yes. So it's very important for artists to understand this intellectual property rights.
I've also learned that because of that, you know, desire for fame and carelessness, so to speak, some people end up surrendering their songs to record labels unknowingly.
Yes.
Unknowingly.
Yeah.
You just obviously are recording the song and you're thinking, hey, the song becomes mine automatically. One day you hear about Samer and you're thinking, and some of these record labels will tell you, no, we'll register your song for you. No, we'll do that for you. And then one day you learn the song does not even belong to you.
Exactly. And you see, you find that there was not even any form of compensation when they take that song, because it's possible that you can sell your music rights to a company.
Of course.
But now the question is, when they take your song,
what was the agreement?
What was the agreement? So that is the danger of not understanding the terms of engagement and the contract that which you enter into.
Then we ask you when you're complaining, but what was your agreement with the record label? No, there was none. You know, I just went into studio and I recorded, and he said he's going to register it for me. But where's that written?
Exactly. You see, and also we need to check this thing. There's people that goes around charging people local money, saying they're going to register them with SAMRO and those organizations. To register with SAMRO, it's free
of
charge.
Absolutely free.
It's free of charge. So it comes with no fee. So there's no one that must come and say, if I register you, I'll be charging you this much and so forth. But again, it boils back to the danger of the lack of knowledge. You see, to say it's important to be knowledgeable. Yes.
Okay.
Then the other issue is, how do you register your music?
Okay.
To register your music, because after you release a song, for you to be able to earn out of that song, you must register that specific song.
Okay.
You see, so if you have...
So you first register yourself and then you register the actual song.
You register yourself as an artist, because isn't that there will be where now you'll be asked to say, what is your stage name? You see, then those, but the SAMRO must be able to know that this guy's real name is Poloso Siakamela, but his music name
is Bishop SK. I did not know that until the other day. I was like, okay.
Look. So it has to be very clear to say you trade as what as you come.
Okay.
You see. Even though you see this Bishop SK, it's making me to fight with a lot of bishops. Eh?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, especially with these people that are fussy about
titles.
You see, young as you are, who ordained you as a bishop?
It's the stage.
No, the Bible says it's good to desire the call of a bishop.
Wow, guys, really?
You see, so those stage names, SAMRO must be aware of them, Luko.
So that they pick you up anywhere.
You see, you type... maybe on Google, you say Bishop SK, then it gives you also other information about that particular person.
Yeah.
So also SAMRO should be able to know you are trading as what? What is your trading name or your stage name?
Of course.
Then after you have registered that, then you go to register your songs now. Each and every song, like like I said, SAMRO collects anything from 60 rands to 200 rands per song.
Okay.
So if you have registered those songs, then you are able to do what? To get royalties. Because if this radio station plays this one and the other one plays this one, then you see when you consolidate, then you find that your songs are all over and they are all registered.
Yeah. And I think that's what artists don't think about, even when they do not submit their music.
Exactly. And that's simply a sign of saying they do not understand the business side of music.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
Because any music or any business will require marketing, firstly.
Yep.
You have to market your brand. If you don't market your brand, you won't have customers to buy.
Exactly.
You see? So that's the other issue. Do you push your brand?
Sure.
So it's very important as an artist, especially those that are doing it for business, to sometimes go and perform for free.
Yeah.
For the sake of the brand. You see, so it's also understanding the business side. And again, the tax part. I was talking to another colleague in the music industry saying that the tax man is gunning after him. Yes. You see, because you go there, you say, no, I'll come and do four songs, you'll give me 20. You go there, you say, no, I'll come and do five songs, you'll give me 30. At the end of the day, you are collecting money there and there. There is a lot of activity into your account. Then you are not doing what? You are not paying tax or even giving accountability of what you are receiving to the revenue. Then the next thing, they are behind you. So it's very important to understand tax law when it comes to music business or arts. Yeah, basically, let me just put it to say arts, even though today we're focused more on music. But artists in general, whatever that you earn as part and parcel of your royalties or your performance fee, it's important that you disclose and play open cards with the South African Revenue Services.
Yep.
Because there is a trap there. Because you receive money, you receive money, you receive money, you receive money, they are quiet. The day they come, they are like,
it's piled up.
Yeah, it's piled up. You're owing maybe a million. Then you become stressed. They now start take legal actions against you. You see, now there's litigation against you. You have been sued left and right. Whereas it's something that you should have avoided. So as to how you treat your music business is the same as how you must treat any other business, whether it's construction, whatever type of business. You have to make sure that there is a tax compliant status. Same in the music industry.
Okay.
You see. So it's those are the very or the most important things for artists to understand. One, tax law. Two, you need to understand the terms of engagement that you enter into. Three, you must understand intellectual property rights. Then again, your copyright.
Okay.
You see, your copyright. And the other issue that we normally ignore, it's patent.
Okay.
Most of the people, they do not patent their work. Okay. That is why you find that I'm here, I'm Sia Kamela, then here is OJ. He's doing same thing that I'm doing.
All right.
And he's earning, I'm earning. Because I did not patent my work. Then he's able to do what? To copy my work and do it as his.
Oh.
Because my work is not patented.
Okay.
Then that simply says it's not protected anyhow in law. Then someone else is able to take that and use it as theirs.
So how different is patenting from copywriting? Or
There is no much of a difference.
Okay.
Patenting mostly it deals with authors.
Oh, it's the different field.
Yes, okay. Yes. You see, then you go to copyright, then we're talking of audio and visual and other things, yes.
Okay.
You see, but it's one and the same thing. It's important to understand your copyright and understand the act around copyright.
True.
Then same with patent. That is why when you check these things in law, they are four. The intellectual property, they are four. One, the first one is patent.
Okay.
The second one is trademarks.
Trademark.
Mm. Yes. Then the third one is copyrights. Mm-hmm. Then the fourth one is trade secrets.
Okay.
You see, this is what you asked to say. Do this record label disclose to this poor singers to
that
say
we'll take the song and register?
We're going
it.
To take the song, and the song will belong to us. Mm. Do they inform them? No, it's what the artists must inquire as they enter into the terms of engagement. But in most of the time, you find that artists, they are so excited to say, "I'm signing with what productions."
But I'm interested to know, Mr. Sakamelukuthi, in the face of the unfair nature of some of these contracts and I don't say false information, but when you try and trick me into that form of a contract, what does the law also say with regard to that? Because you'll ask me 10 years down the line when I'm crying foul, Luguti, what is your contract saying? Then I tell you, this is what it was clear on. With regard to the song, when I gave it to this particular person, it was going to be registered, you know, under my name. But I'm now suddenly learning that that was never done. But what then does the law say to those type of contracts where some things were vague, but I was obviously tricked into it?
Yeah, you see, it will come two facet, Luko. The first one I'll say to you, ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
Of course.
You see, you cannot say because you did not understand the terms and you did not ask or seek
legal advice
from people that are qualified. Then you come and say later, "I did not understand the contract. I want the contract to be revoked," and so forth and so forth. You see, so you need to, firstly, you must be clear and not be ignorant when entering into such contract. Then again, like I said, there is labels where you come with your songs. It has to be explicit to say, if I come with my song but it's registered under your label, are there any dues that are due to me?
Yes.
Then such must be stipulated clearly in the contract.
But it's now 10 years later and it was never stipulated. So what does the law say?
Yeah, if you feel indeed that you were tricked to enter into such a contract or you were not sound at that time.
All right.
To understand, then you can request that contract to be revoked.
Okay. That's where I'm going at.
You see, or you can proceed or take the legal route by suing. To say these terms were not explicitly so, because the contract must be explicit. It must be clear.
Yep.
You see, so the minute is not clear to both parties, then it means that the other one is actually
trying to be clever.
Yeah. And the other one is disadvantaged.
Because that's what they do nowadays with most contracts. They try to be vague so as to trick you.
Yes, so it's important to understand what you enter into. Like I say, this is business.
Of course.
Most of people, when they start, it's just that thing you're going to know. We're going to sing. We're musicians and so forth. But now, do you understand the legal obligations? Because you also can be sued as an artist. Other than an artist suing the record label, the record labels also can sue an artist. So that is why it's important to understand the principles of legality in as far as royalties in as far as music business is concerned.
Mm. So what is ultimately, before we close, what is your ultimate call to our artists right now?
To our artists?
Mm.
One, they must register with relevant institutions, SAMRO, RISA, SAMPRA, and other organizations.
Mm.
It's very important to be registered.
Mm.
Because if you are not registered, this says you are bogus.
Eh? It's that deep.
You are not recognized as an artist.
Mm.
You see.
Mm.
Yes. Then, and again, it's important, man, as an artist to belong somewhere.
Of course.
You see. You must belong somewhere, because there's also workshops that are being conducted by these institutions. Yes. So you attend those things. You now get to understand the music business side.
Mm.
To say, I can use my talent to make a living. Then you start pushing.
Yeah.
Then the second one after registration is to understand and read the intellectual property.
Mm.
You see, I normally say this, Luko, to say we must use the law to our advantage. But the question or the danger is, where you have little knowledge of law, then you become vulnerable to any issues of legalities in as far as your life is concerned.
Mm.
So it's important to always be clued up when it comes to issues of law.
Mm.
Like I say, I normally say this, that we, on day-to-day basis as human beings, we are legally obligated somewhere, somehow. You see?
That's true.
Yeah, you see, we know that on Thursdays, we must be here.
Yeah, of course.
And we are always here on Thursdays.
Exactly.
It's an obligation that we have, you see?
Mm.
So it's important that we understand those legalities and obligations that we enter into, especially those that have got a passion and love to do.
True,
music.
True.
Then again, understanding the copyrights act.
Okay.
You need to understand those things. Even, you know, the time we were still allowed to sell CDs. Down there on a CD, you'll see copyright.
Yeah, you've been around.
Eh?
You even remember that? You've been around.
Yeah, you see, even here on this computer, look. Down there, the screen. Copyright.
Oh, copyright 2024 color the age. Yeah. Thanks, OJ.
Yes. So it's very important to understand these things.
Mm.
Because if you ignore the law will be a disadvantage to you. But if you consider the law on day-to-day basis, the law becomes an advantage.
True.
Like today when we live here, we will be so happy that at least from now going forward, artists understand they are legal expectations, the principle of legality, they understand Copyright Act, they understand intellectual property, they understand also that they must not only rely on gigs. They can earn royalties. There's institutions that are there collecting money on behalf of artists. But if you don't have such knowledge, you'll only rely on singing in weddings. You
That's
see, look,
true.
Yeah. So right. It's very important that they understand the law and the business side of music to say, this thing I can. You know, this can eradicate also crime, Luko. I used to preach in prisons, and I realized that there is so much talent.
There's a lot of talent, true.
Then imagine if these people says, we are not committing crime. OJ is a poet. SK is a singer. Luko plays drums or plays keys. Then We release something, and now that we understand our intellectual rights and our copyright, then we also understand that we must register with SAMRO and other relevant institutions. Then you see, we are able to make a living and not opt for crime out of your own God-given talent.
Wow. I love the sound of that. Mrs. Zakamela, we've run out of time. Unfortunately, yeah, we've got to say goodbye. So time for you to sign out?
Yeah, no, for sure. From myself, the only lawyer of the radio, we're doing this again next week, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And Modimo Ale Shofache, God bless you. I love you so much.
Oh, Modimo Ao?
Ale Shofache.
Shofache.
Yeah,
I'll teach
you. So some say, Ao,
yes, but yeah, don't some say, or something.
No, no, this is in Pedi.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to differentiate. That's about it from myself.
Thank you.
That's it from myself. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll do this again tomorrow on Spectrum from 4 till 6 p.m. God bless.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Silby to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.